Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Minimalism Made Simple podcast. My name is Rebecca, and I'm the blogger over at minimalismmadesimple.com. I encourage you to head on over to that website to check out our free printables. I also recently just launched my ebook, which is called Why Minimalism? The Choice is Simple, and I'll leave a link for that in the description below. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and let's get started with today's episode. Hi, everyone. So today we're going to talk a little bit about conscious consumerism. And this is a topic that I talk quite a lot about on my blog. So sustainability is an important value to have in today's society. Our consumerist culture has bred this idea of more, 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 and created a world where many feel it's important to buy as much as possible, as quickly as possible, and creating a world of basically a waste of resources and an unfortunate misuse of time and energy. Conscious consumerism is a rising trend among people who want to fight back against spending culture and promote more eco-conscious ideas and mindful spending. With conscious consumerism, we can begin to cut back on wasteful consumption and spending and focus on buying or using only the things we need and that we can use long-term and on a regular basis. So let's dive into what exactly is a conscious consumer. So a conscious consumer is someone who thinks carefully about their purchases and sustainability every time they purchase something. This can be from clothing to home items. Conscious consumers think carefully about every single item they purchase before they buy it. They evaluate things like the likelihood of them using the product, the quality of the product, the potential lifespan of the product, and the sustainable ingredients used to make that product, and how they can responsibly dispose of the item once it's reached the end of its lifespan. Conscious consumers help you remember that every choice you make matters and encourage you to question every role of purchase you create in consumerism culture in order to promote a more sustainable world that we live in today. Now, you may be wondering, like, how can you become a more conscious consumer and how can you approach this in a way where you feel that you are making better choices when it comes to purchases or when it comes to consumerism? So some tips I can share with you today is, number one, buy only what you need. The biggest and most important value of conscious consumerism is to buy only what you need. Simply by consuming less, you can make a tangible impact on the world and reduce the pounds of waste and garbage in the landfills on a daily basis. Look at what you already have in your home before you head out to shop and stick to only buying the absolute essentials. Number two is to avoid anything in excess packaging. So another major way to support conscious consumerism is to be very intentional about the packaging in the types of items that you buy. So whenever possible, purchase products or items that have little to no packaging or environmentally friendly packaging, maybe made from recycled materials if possible. For anything that comes in packaging that you simply can't avoid, make sure you know the best ways to appropriately dispose of your items so that you don't have to throw out anything. The third tip that I have for you today is to think about a product's full lifespan. Another easy way to promote conscious consumerism is to consider the full lifespan of a product when you're going to buy it. Reflect on the history and the projected lifespan of a particular item, when it was made, how long it will last, and what the appropriate method of disposal will be after it's done. I'm going to share one last tip with you today, but I think that I'm going to continue this conversation in next week's episode because I think that it's an important topic to spread more awareness about. So the last tip I have is try to upcycle. Upcycling or recycling is a great way to be more conscious in your daily choices and consumption without buying something new every single time. Whenever you realize you need something new, first think if it's possible to create or upgrade that item from something you already own. And if that's not true, then look to buy something from a secondhand store or from a place that uses upcycled materials diverted from landfills. This saves water, air, and energy in order to create new and sustainable products. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Next week, we're going to continue with part two of how to be a more conscious consumer in today's world. So don't forget that you can head on over to my website at minimalismmadesimple.com to download my free principles, as well as my ebook, which is called Why Minimalism? The Choice is Simple. I'll leave links to that below. And thank you to our sponsor today, which is Real Paper. And let's go ahead and continue this conversation next week. I'll catch you there. Bye-bye.